Let's talk a little bit about our two U.S. senators from Utah, Senator Orrin Hatch and Senator Mike Lee. Now, the Congress just passed some revisions to the good old Patriot Act that made some changes to the bulk data collection that the NSA used to do. And it's all being housed now with individual telecom companies, and they changed the warrant system and all that kind of stuff. And Senator Hatch was on the Doug Wright Show this morning and gave what I thought was a pretty surprising take on what Senator Lee is calling his the thing that he's most proud of at this point of his time in the U.S. Senate. Here's Senator Hatch.
And what this bill really amounts to, in my opinion, is the far left and the far right uniting to impose their extreme ideas on the rest of us in the mainstream. And they only succeeded in passing this bill by holding hostage the renewal of uncontroversial provisions, such as the power to go after so-called lone wolf terrorists or to conduct roving wiretaps of the terrorists who switch cell phones quickly.
So he says that his belief is that the new law may have pacified the far left and the far right, but it is basically worthless in terms of a practical tool to go after terrorists, which can change cell phones quickly and easily, change their position on the internet quickly and easily.
You know, one of the fundamental flaws of the Freedom Act is its creation of dangerous impediments and delays in our ability to stay one step ahead of the terrorists. Under this legislation, telephone metadata, which is information like the number calling and length of the call, will no longer be collected by the government, but instead be retained by private communications corporations.
And he says they've got no real duty to keep it as any. There's no expectation for them to keep the data for any real period of time, and that it's just completely unworkable now. That it's not that it's been rendered completely useless as an ability by the U.S. government. And I was honestly a little bit surprised by this. I mean, I guess I knew that Senator Hatch preferred the old way, but I was surprised to hear him go so aggressively after what his junior partner is saying is the thing that he's most proud of his time in the U.S. Senate. He straight up said that Senator Lee's legacy project at this point is a collaboration between the extreme right and the extreme left to bring about a bill that's completely to completely end the usability of an important anti-terrorism tool. I was kind of surprised to hear him put it that way.
Well,
it
was pretty aggressive. I mean, he went after it. And one of the things that you talked about today was, you know, sometimes you don't get very good sound bites out of Senator Hatch, just kind of straightforward. And it's like, you know, maybe it's pandering, going, we need this money here to heal Air Force Base, you know, or something like that. And then it suddenly turns into this, whoever this guy is that put this bill together, it's garbage.
He basically took Senator Lee's, and Senator Lee said he's the most proud of this, of anything he's done. He basically took Senator Lee's current legacy, threw it out in the street, poured gas on it, lit it on fire, and then drove a garbage truck back and forth over it.
Ethan, this is not any way for our two senators. Our only two U.S. senators that we send back
to
Washington.
We only have two.
It's like mommy and daddy fighting, Ethan. I can't stand it. It makes me feel so sad. We got to
figure out
a way.
Let's help make it better.
All right.
Let's help make it better.
Oh, and it was a careless whisper today, wasn't it?
Yes.
In that phone call. Oof.
Senator Hatch, we know he's young. He's impetuous.
No,
he's
not
still
Senator, not Senator Hatch.
No, I'm talking to Senator Hatch.
Oh, okay.
We know that Senator Lee is young and impetuous. We know that he's got a penchant for radical politics. He hasn't grown out of that yet. We know he's still carried a lot of, you know, leftover things from when he was captain of his junior high school debate team. That's annoying to all of us, but you guys got to work together at some point.
Look, you don't have to go on a radio show in Utah, talk trash behind his back. How do you think he's going to feel when he sees that headline and someone goes, look what he said about you. And then he's going to call you, or he's going to send that text and go, why didn't you just talk to me, man? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't you just talk straight to me? Why did you have to go to Doug Wright, man, of all the people?
And Senator Lee, we know Senator Hatch has been there a long time.
dance again.
He's kind of the old man of the Senate, and you might look at him and you might think he's got nothing to teach you. You know, like a lot of teenagers, Senator Lee, you believe you've got all the answers. You don't need to listen to the grown-ups. And look, I can appreciate that youthful exuberance. But come on. You really that right all the time? You gotta listen to Senator Hatch and let him teach you a few things, you know? Let you guys be really good partners. Because, I mean, after all, he's been there a long time and, you know.
Mommy and Daddy, why are you fighting all the time? I love you both. Will you please just be nice? Let's take a news break. This is making me so sad.
Get out those thumbs and text Nightside at 57500.